How to make the Bible your hobby. Part 3. Hello, Malcolm here with Quiet Time Coaching, episode 557. And today, part 3 of this series on making your Bible study your hobby is Bible journaling. This is my suggestion for something you might like to try if you don't already do it. Bible journaling. What does that mean? Well, firstly, it means reading your Bible and then writing down what God reveals. Let me give you an example of what I'm doing at the moment. So I'm currently reading a book by David Hofbrand called 52 Sabbaths. It offers practical insights in embracing a rhythm of rest that can deepen our relationship with God. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. 52 weekly reflections, encouraging me and readers to discover the Sabbath as a gift. It's all about spiritual renewal and peace and a closer walk with God. So once a week, I use it once a week. And what I do each week is I do the following. I have sort of 5 steps. First, I read a chapter of the book, the relevant one for that week. I contemplate the scriptures mentioned. I read them, think about them. I might pray through them. And then I pray about anything that arises for me. Usually I go out and pray using the themes of that chapter as my prayer time that day. Then when I get back, I open my notes software. You can use anything. I use Obsidian. And I create a note for that day's reading. I note down the main scriptures. I write them in Isaiah 59, verse 6, or whatever it is. And then I add any quotes from the chapter of the book that stood out. Perhaps he summarized something that was very meaningful. So I'll write that in. And then I add my own reflection in my own words from what I've read, and also perhaps some things that have occurred to me when I was out praying. Some of the notes I make are about the text, and some are about myself and how I'm feeling and what's going on and what I believe God is doing. Anyway, that's an example of how I'm doing some Bible journaling at the moment. Some tips that will help you with this if you want to try it. Set a reminder. So I have a reminder that pops up once a week. Use software you're comfortable with. I like Obsidian. Make the journaling process as simple as possible. Don't overcomplicate it. Perhaps use a voice memo if you're not in a conducive place for writing. You can always transcribe that later. You could even use a journaling Bible. At the bottom of the article on the show notes, you'll find a list of suggestions for journaling Bibles. I haven't used them, but I know a lot of people find them helpful. So the first thing is just to write down what God reveals as a journaling process. But the second is also just to think about being creative with this, because journaling doesn't have to involve writing paragraphs. You could try drawing a picture. You could write out your thoughts as song lyrics. You could compose a poem about what God has revealed to you through your scripture reading. Or maybe you might try to something like writing a letter to someone about what you've read. Maybe you don't post it, but as if you were writing to a friend. Or maybe write a blog article about what you've read. I mean, if you send it to me, I might even publish it for you on my website. If you like, I'll credit you. Or you could make a YouTube short, 15 seconds, 60 seconds, whatever. Or maybe use some online site like Stencil or Canva to create a picture of what you've been reading and then post it on Instagram or something equivalent. You see, God has made us creative beings. Why not use your creativity as a form of journaling what God is showing you from his amazing, wonderful word? Now, I've added a few tips of websites that might help you with this, again, in the show notes. So go and have a look at the PDF on my website or the show notes link in the podcast feed notes, and you'll find some things that may inspire you and stimulate your thinking about that. So let me ask you a question now. How do you feel about journaling your Bible study? In other words, not just making notes on the text, but on your response to the text. I think that's the significant difference here. And why not try it? I mean, maybe you never tried it. Maybe it doesn't sound very interesting to you, but why not give it a go and let me know how it goes and how you feel about it and what transpires. And if you're not comfortable or familiar with some of these ideas, at least maybe give it a go for a week or so and see what the Spirit reveals. Next week, I got some further ideas that I hope will help you to make the Bible your hobby. Let me know any thoughts you have by dropping me a line via the website. Till the next time, take care and God bless.